بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم فهو أجدر ألا تزدروا نعمة الله عليكم. متفق عليه، وهذا لفظ مسلم. وفي رواية البخاري: إذا نظر أحدكم إلى من فضل عليه في المال والخلق فلينظر إلى من هو أسفل منه، وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى narrates from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم this particular hadith. At some point or the other we would have heard this mentioned in some bayan or some dini majlis or gathering. The meaning of this hadith is extremely pertinent and relevant to us almost on a daily basis. And ulama ikram refer to this hadith, as we find that there are certain ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the gifts or the mu'ajizat and miracles which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, mentioned this time and again before, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Jawami'ul Kalim. Jawami'ul Kalim means that at times what he would say was extremely brief, but the meaning of it was voluminous. It could run into volumes to explain the meaning and the relevance of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the one hand, this hadith is an example of that, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words of the hadith are very brief, but the meaning is extremely relevant and it is voluminous. And we find that there are certain ahadith where the commentators mention this. They say, huwa asluddin, that this hadith in fact contains the whole of deen in it. Amongst those ahadith is this particular hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now if you look at the literal translation, unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum. In this world, when it comes to the distribution of worldly assets, this is something that is not in our control. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, we have distributed your livelihood in this world. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And in this distribution, we have elevated some and we have brought down others. We look around us, there are some people Allah Ta'ala has made them rich and wealthy. There are some people amongst us, many people that are poor and that are deprived of material wealth. Iman, Aqeedah teaches us that neither does the intelligence of the individual, nor does his biological background, nor does his business acumen, nor does his ability have anything to do with this. Risk, sustenance, worldly status, position, material wealth, this is entirely in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةِ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. Allah Ta'ala says, even if a man desires dunya, he asks for it, or he makes the effort for it. عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. Allah Ta'ala says, we will give it to whomsoever we want, and to whom we want, and to the extent that we want. It is entirely in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can decide, I want to be rich or I want to be poor. This is Allah's decision. And this world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's examination room. Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. Allah ta'ala has made this world beautiful, it as He has made it attractive. And in this world, Allah Ta'ala has given some a lot, some less. Why? What is the hikmah? What is the wisdom behind this distribution? لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, in order to test you. What is the greatest test? رَضَى بِالْقَضَى. to be content in the heart with that which Allah has decided. And my respected brothers, I cannot overstress this bimari and this sickness, which, illa mashallah, many of us are mubtala, are involved in. What is that bimari and sickness? Always questioning and fighting the decision of Allah. We are not happy with our lot. Our gaze is roving all the time. Look at what he's got, what he's driving, what children he's got, what type of house this one has got, what type of possession that one has got. And this roving gaze of ours constantly causes us to deny the ni'mat and bounty of Allah upon us. We feel the best, next person is better off than me, and we are always trying to catch up with the next person in matters of dunya. As a result of that, one, what we don't understand, we are fighting something that's not in our control. You cannot decide what your worldly worth or position or status is going to be. That is only in the hands of Allah. What you are required to do is to be content with that which Allah gave you. Be happy. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what effort should you be making? Effort for akhirat. Effort for akhirat means work on our spiritual selves. The true wealth is what is inside and not is what is outside. Ulama ikram say, insan ki qeemat andar ke sarmaya se bante hai, bahar ke sarmaya se nahi bante hai. The value of an individual in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in any way dependent on what is outside. Why? Because what is outside, Allah decided. Allah distributed it. He made somebody rich, he made somebody poor. He made the person rich, why? Allah is testing. Does that man make shukr? Does that man, is he grateful for Allah's favor upon him? Does he fulfill the rights of the wealth? Allah is testing him. That's why Allah made him rich. Somebody else, Allah made him poor. Why? Allah is testing his sabr. Allah is testing whether he is content with his lot in life. Allah Ta'ala is testing that in that poverty, does he obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the value of this human being in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what is inside. The person may be destitute. He may have nothing of this world. Yet Rasulullah said, Rubba ash'atha aghbar, law aqsama 'ala Allah la abarrahu. There are many people that the hair is disheveled, the body is full of dust. They don't have a roof over their heads. They don't know where the next meal is going to come from. But because of what is inside, because of them making the correct effort, law aqsama 'ala Allah la abarrahu. If they take an oath on Allah, Allah will fulfill that oath. So the value of a human being is what is inside, and this is supposed to be our effort. Unfortunately, because our gaze is roving all the time, we are looking at those that are rich amongst us. We are looking at those that have greater advantages than us. This is driving us and spurring us to make effort for dunya rather than make effort for deen. So what is the ilaj? What is the cure for this greed, for this avarice, for this roving gaze, for this incorrect direction of our effort? It is what is found in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One sentence, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Jawami'ul Kalim, Allahu Akbar, may all our lives be sacrificed upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this one sentence, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us the cure. What practical cure? How to develop contentment? How to develop peace in our lives? How to develop reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How to constantly be making effort on our insides rather than what is outside? How to develop sifat and qualities of taqwa and iman? Very, very briefly, the nuskha, the prescription, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, the Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look, unduru. This word unduru in Arabic literally comes from the word nadar. Nadar means the gaze. Prophet said, look at those who are lower than you, asfala minkum, in other words, who have less advantages. What it means? The poor. Now, sometimes the hadith, the meaning is not literal. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, look at the poor, what does it mean? It means stay in the company of the poor. Adopt the company of the poor. When somebody needs to find you, they should find you amongst the poor. He told Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, أَحِبِّ الْمَسَاكِينَ وَقَرِّبِيهِمْ أَحِبِّ الْمَسَاكِينَ وَقَرِّبِيهِمْ. Love the poor. Keep them close to you. Why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُقَرِّبُكِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah will keep you close to Him on the Day of Judgment. Why? Because by staying in the company of the poor, two things will happen. One is, when we stay in the company of the poor, we will constantly be reminded by how much Allah has given us. Allah has blessed you with more than what He has blessed them. So by seeing their difficulty, by seeing their hardship, by seeing what they are going through, we are constantly reminded, Allahu Akbar, how much Allah has given me. How much shukr I should make. How often we hear this? Sometimes when you go into some poor area, we go into a village, or we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tashkil is made in a place where we are amongst the disadvantaged. Straight away you'll hear this expression being made, or this comment being passed, how much shukr I have to make to Allah. How grateful I have to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you saw the disadvantaged people, so you were reminded of this, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor upon you. So staying in the company of the poor has multitude benefits, many, many benefits in it. Secondly, we understand the plight of those poor. The urge is created within us to assist them, to try to spend the ni'mats and bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us upon them. So many, many benefits. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Undhuru ila man huwa asfala minkum. Look at those who have less than you. In other words, sit in their company. Stay amongst them. You should be found amongst them. وَلَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't look at those who are above you. In other words, don't look at those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given more than you. In other words, don't stay in the company of the rich. The analogy is given to us in the hadith. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if you go close to a blacksmith, even though the soot or the coal may not fall upon you, your clothes may not become blackened, you may not become soiled, still the heat of what he's involved in, you will definitely feel. So staying in the company of the poor has certain benefits. By adopting that company, that benefit definitely we will experience. Staying in the company of the rich has certain harms. This is why we find clearly it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Aqillu ad-dukhul 'ala al-aghniya, aqillu ad-dukhul 'ala al-aghniya, fa innahu akhra alla tazdaru ni'mat Allah." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed directly. He said, "Lessen your entrance upon the rich." Lessen the time that you spend with the very rich. Why? This is more conducive that you will, this is more likely it will create the quality in you not to demean the ni'mats and the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Allah has blessed each and every one of us with so much of ni'mats, so much of bounties, so much of favors. When we stay in the company of the rich, what happens? We become greedy. We become avaricious. And in that, we tend to not make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mats and bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And this quality of not having shukr, not being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers, this is destructive. It's destructive to our deen, it's destructive to our iman, it's destructive to our akhirat, it's destructive to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why it is very, very important that we try, like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, "Unduru ila man huwa asfala minkum." Look at those who have less than you. In other words, stay in the company of the poor. Adopt a life of simplicity. And la tanduru ila man huwa fawqakum. Don't look at those who have or are more advantage than you, who have greater wealth, greater material benefit than you. Why? فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ For it is more likely, for this is more conducive that you do not demean and you do not look down and you are not unappreciative of the ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Why? Allah ta'ala says in Surah Takathur, وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ Allah says, I take a qasam and an oath that a day is coming when I'm going to ask you about the ni'mats and bounties I gave you. The first, most important question about the ni'mats and bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is, did we appreciate them? Did we acknowledge Allah's favor upon us? Did we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Each one of us got up this morning, we got up with our health. We got up with the tawfiq and ability to come to the masjid. We got up with the ability, Allah gave us the tawfiq to make wudu. Our whole bodies were cleansed of our sins. Many of us, Allah gave us the tawfiq to make the miswak. Allah gave us the tawfiq to take the steps to come to the masjid. Allah gave us the tawfiq to stand in His court and to say Allahu Akbar. Millions, if not billions, were deprived of this. How much of shukr do we make? How thankful are we to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are we worried about the fact that maybe I had to walk to the masjid, I can't afford a car. Or we pass by somebody's rich person's house. Or we notice what Allah ta'ala blessed somebody else with. How many ni'mats and bounties Allah has blessed us with? How much of shukr are we making? It is important that we adopt the road and the channel that creates the ability within us to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue.